I'm doing so great. Crab Fest is about to happen. Of course I'm great.
So I'm going to disappoint virtually everybody listening to this as a newcomer here on Kodiak, but let's go over just bluntly, what is Crab Fest?
Yeah, I mean, Crab Fest is really a celebration of the resources that we get from the sea, and we celebrate the life that that really brings to our town. And Crab Fest originally began as a way to market king crab because it really wasn't a well-known product. And of course, we don't really have a king crab market that's robust like it once was here out of Kodiak. But for historical reasons, we go ahead and keep that because it doesn't change the celebration and really the roots of our community, which is fishing.
So let's go over a little bit about that history of Crab Fest. I mean, it's been going on for before my parents' time, and here it is now, still very much.
This is year 63 for us. Yeah,
Wow.
it's been around longer than me for sure.
So tell me a little bit about how it got started and a little bit about its history as a means of marketing crab.
Really, I would have to defer to so many of the historical sources on that. Really, what I know, there's some really fun YouTube videos that you can go look up and see some of the original marketing that was done for King Crab with Crab Festival. But it had kind of the secondary impact on the community, not only as a celebration and marketing, but as a tourism driver. We're excited to welcome tourists to the island each year that come specifically for Crab Festival. I think sometimes they're a little bit disappointed because they think all of our vendors are selling everything crab, but then they really start to embrace the culture of Kodiak, which is really what Crab Festival does. It celebrates our commercial fishing roots, but our current culture as well as our historical roots. And so we do have all those vendors that bring, of course, we've got crab. And then we have the entertainment celebrations that, again, are celebrating that cultural heritage that we have with the Alutiiq dancers. And then very often the Balalaika players who aren't able to come this year. But it's really an amazing community event that brings everyone together, especially after a whole year of COVID. We're able to see one another and interact, Yay, CDC, for lifting some of those restrictions. We might actually see one another's faces and get to embrace, which is exactly what Crab Festival has historically been, is a time for us to get together as a community and see one another. And we probably haven't seen them in at least a year, definitely a year because of COVID this year.
So let's get into that a bit. So I know that when we last spoke earlier last week, you guys were under the impression that everybody would be masked up as per the CDC's guidelines. Has there been a change there since that announcement? And also considering that the event is going to be wholly outdoors?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking. I was in communication, like we have been throughout the event, of planning all of this with the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center. And so we sat down, we had a really frank discussion about what these CDC guidelines mean for Crab Festival. And of course, CDC released those guidelines that said if you are vaccinated, feel free to interact without a mask in any situation except for public transit. And so we wanted to be able to embrace that, reward those who have gotten the vaccine, and really, let the community take the risk that they're comfortable with. And so the new requirements are actually that the only people required to wear masks are the vendors, and that's because they're interacting with the public. Again, we know that there's all sorts of violations of asking about vaccine status, so we didn't want to approach that. So all vendors have to have a face covering of some sort, but attendees are not required to. Of course, if you're not vaccinated, we certainly encourage you to. But again, we're just following CDC guidelines, and that's a really exciting place to be.
So I suppose we should get right into the thing that, well, I can't stop thinking about it. It's compulsory. What's there going to be for food at Crab Fest?
Everything your heart could desire. We actually have probably close to 20 food booths.
It's probably everything my heart dreads.
Yeah, don't get rid of your gym membership. You're going to need it more now than ever.
So tell me about 20 different booths, like selling different foods.
Yeah, so we have about 20 different food booths and about 20 different additional merchandise or information booths. So we have a grand total of 43 different exhibitors at Crab Festival this year. We have the ice cream booth, Snow Brunes. The St. Mary's food truck is going to be there. We have the turkey legs by CPOA. Monk's Rock is operating the Ship Shape Snack Shack. So all you garlic fry lovers out there won't be disappointed. And those that love the Monk's Rock donuts, you'll get those too. We have the Kodiak Baptist Mission, who will be selling their goat's milk ice cream, among other various products. Of course, what's Crab Fest without crab, with Crimson Crab? We have a new vendor, Timbo's Licorice. It's really fun, all sorts of different flavors. We have the Kodiak Doughboys. I know, a big Kodiak favorite. Same with the Kodiak Maritime Museum, serving up their seafood. We have shaved ice vendors this year. We have the River of Life Christian Fellowship, Tacos 49. Everybody put your dancing shoes on, because Alaska Soda Jerk is going to be here blaring their music and having fun. We have Lonnie's Filipino Barbecue and Kettle Corn Express. We also have Remy's Filipino Cuisine and Abba Father's Christian Fellowship Church Barbecue. I know that's always a big one. We've been missing them. We have a new vendor, Sweet Caroline's from Off Island, doing all sorts of fun delicacies like caramel apples. And then we have Tundra Cotton serving up cotton candy. And of course, the VFW Post is going to be joining us with, I think, their icy shaved ice machine.
You know, I'm so glad that I went to the dentist like 2 weeks ago, because it is good to have that out of the way, because I'm going to go and undo all of their hard work.
Yeah, I hope you've already scheduled your next appointment.
Right, of course.
Right after you go to the gym.
Yeah. Exactly. So what's there going to be for entertainment? Will we be able to dance away some of these pounds?
Absolutely, we will. So we actually have all sorts of artistic talent on display. What we're going to have this year for the first time is actually a Crab Fest stage. And that stage is going to be right in the mall where so many of our other vendors are going to be. So, of course, we've talked about food, and we always have those merchandise vendors too, where you can get anything from art to just handy, helpful things, Kodiak accessories, toys and games. Of course, tons of apparel is always available. And then we have some of our informational booths. But right next to that, again, is going to be that Crab Fest stage. And let's see what we have on our schedule of events to start. We are going to have the St. John's Choir actually is going to be performing just a few sea shanties. And that's actually going to take place right after our pardoning of the crab with Grand Parade Marshal Mike Twenge. And so Mike Twenge is going to pardon our crab this year, and then we'll have St. John's Choir.
What is the pardoning
then,
of the crab?
What's that?
What is the pardoning of the crab? I have no idea what that is.
Oh my gosh, pardoning of the crab. This is the third year that we've done the pardoning of the crab. And what you've really got to think about is this is just like Thanksgiving Day when the president pardons a turkey from all the festivities around. So we will be pardoning one crab that will be safe from getting cooked up and consumed at Crab Fest.
I'm sure he'll be very grateful.
So this will be the third crab that we've saved, and it's going to live out its days over at the Marine Science Center here on the island.
Wow, amazing. So what else is there for entertainment? I think I derailed this conversation here a little
bit. Yeah, like you say, time to dance off some of the food. DJ Mark always has that talent show on Friday, and so he's going to still have that talent show and all sorts of fun little competitions. Again, we're just so excited to have all this happening there on the mall. We also have, let me look at my list here, we're going to have Crooked Island and Ella Mae Tiller and the Twang playing on Saturday evening. But before that, we're going to have the marimbas, the Alutiiq dancer, and Monica Sager serenading us with her guitar and her beautiful voice. And then, of course, we move into Sunday. We're going to have a very unique artist that we've never had before. His name is Matt Mahan, and he plays the banjo. And I'm telling you, you'll be impressed. You'll just be blown away. He has got so much talent. And then right after that, on Sunday, after Matt plays the banjo with us and gets us moving, is going to be Next Step Dance Studio is going to be doing a little performance that they've been able to choreograph, just special for Crabfest.
Oh, wow. So it doesn't stop, I guess.
No. It just keeps going and going and going. And of course, those are the Crabfest specific activities that we have planned. We have the fish toss going on. But again, Crabfest is all about the community. So the entire community has come together and submitted almost 100 events, I think, when it all comes down to it, that are scattered throughout this 5-day festival. We've got art shows. We've got feats of competition with running and triathlons and all these amazing activities.
And arm wrestling.
So, arm wrestling, yes, thank you so much. Just a myriad of activities. Of course, we have the Fisherman's Memorial Service, which is more a memorial service. That's a time for us to honor and remember those that we've lost. And of course, then what's Memorial Day without remembering our veterans and those who have served us? So we'll have a memorial service on Monday, as well as the blessing of the fleet, because again, just embracing our roots, we're a fishing community at heart. We want to make sure that the community gets everything out of Crabfest that they hope to get. And, you know, again, honoring everyone that we can while we celebrate and have fun. And so that full schedule of events is going to be available on our website, and the Kodiak Daily Mirror is going to be mailing out the full schedule of events and the Crabfest guide that should be happening middle of next week. So that'll get sent to all the homes here in Kodiak, so you guys don't have to go digging around to find everything. But again, if you misplace your copy, you can come see us at the Crabfest booth or visit our website, kodiakcrabfest.com.
So I guess the big questions for attendance, say I want to go, which I absolutely do. My stomach will draw me there whether or not I want to go. And in either case, I do definitely want to go. Where, when, what days, and is there some sort of pre-registration? Do you need tickets, etc.?
Okay, all really great questions. Crab Festival is happening May 27th through the 31st. So we're back to that traditional Memorial Day weekend. Those show hours, they vary each day. And again, our website's going to showcase those. But on Thursday, we start at noon and finish up at 8. Then Friday through Sunday, we're going to open up Crab Fest at 10 a.m. and finish up at 8 p.m. each night. And then on Monday, we'll be opening at 10 and closing at 5. So we should have all of our vendors open and available during all those show hours. And again, full schedule of events, everything that you need to know is going to be on our website and in the Kodiak Crabfest guide. Dylan, I forget all the questions you just asked me. We did when, where. Oh, so where is right downtown. And that's going to be the traditional area, the Midway with the spit right there. At the harbor. But this year, because of social distancing requirements, we did actually move the majority of that middle row over into the mall area. So I'm sure that you've seen, if you've driven downtown, that we've got all sorts of barriers set up, and we're taking over the mall parking lot and the spit and right there by the harbor master's office. And so that's just allowing for a little bit more space, fewer lines to cross over, a little bit less jumbling to happen. But in general, we think it's going to be a really fantastic layout. The biggest change that we'll see is we have no rides this year. And so on the spit, instead of our carnival rides, we are going to have tons of entertainment from the Kodiak Baptist Mission. They've just graciously been willing to help us and provide all sorts of entertainment for all ages.
So I'm going to follow up on the rides thing here in a moment, but I thought of another excellent follow-up question. For those of us who are newer in town, or for those of us who might be coming to Kodiak from out of town, what are your alternatives going to be for parking if the mall lot has been taken over?
Oh, sure, of course. So what we have for the first time this year is actually a shuttle service, and it's completely free. It's been donated to us very graciously by First Student. And so it's going to be running between the high school and the Orpheum Theater. That way you get dropped off right downtown and can hit the action on the mall before you walk across the closed street onto the spit in the midway there. And Dylan, now I can remember you asked me the question about, do you have to register? Do you have to pay anything?
Right.
No, we make this a completely free event. COVID's been tough, right? Let's not add any financial strain to it. So this year, even the entertainment provided by Kodiak Baptist Mission is 100% by donation only. So you don't have to register for Crab Fest. You don't have to pay anything at the gates. You just walk in and enjoy everything that Kodiak has to offer and don't pay anything extra for the entertainment. It's a really fantastic program. The only thing you're paying for is the merchandise and food you're buying and the events outside of Crab Festival that require an entry fee.
Okay. So, and then I was, oh, what was it? I was going to follow up about something and now I can't remember. It eludes me. Yes, the rides. Is there any expectation that the rides will be returning come next year or will they be regularly absent from Crab Fest?
That's a really great question. I know the community has had some concerns about that, and so I'd really like to put to rest any concerns that the community has. I have been in touch with Golden Wheel Amusements, who supplies those carnival rides throughout prior to the pandemic and now after still too. The reason that they weren't able to attend this year really has everything to do with the fact that Kodiak's a little bit more of an open community than many that they go to right now. And so they didn't have the opportunity to go ahead and hire all the staffing that they need, get the insurance in place that they needed to do, with only one other event, which is the Alaska State Fair planned for the year. And so they are just devastated that they couldn't make it. Kodiak is always one of the favorite spots for all of our vendors to attend. And so I have been told, rest assured, that yes, we are back under contract and they will be coming next year. So as long as ferry schedules work out and they're able to get here, there's no reason that we shouldn't have them.
Okay, so other than the rides, and because I simply wouldn't know better, how does this Crab Fest differ from years past, not just in terms of the social distancing stuff, but also in terms of what is often present or absent from different Crab Fests?
Sure. Well, we see each year that Crab Fest, of course, changes a little bit here and there, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. Over the years, because we've lost out on volunteers and people willing to run some of the events, we've lost out on some of the really amazingly fun events. I have high expectations that next year we will be able to bring back the ever popular, very celebrated bed races. And so I know that's something that's been missed. We almost lost the fish toss 2 years ago, but Rotary went ahead and stepped up and took control of the fish toss. So we get to experience that again this year. Of course, we used to have crab races and seal skinning contests. And so some things we lose because I suppose you could say they go out of vogue. but again, we've talked, we would love to have volunteer organizations to run some of these events that I know that Kodiak just desperately misses. Instead of the seal skinning contest, we'd love next year to be able to offer a fish filleting contest. We know there's a lot of talent out there in the community and ways to show off your skills. And so we'd love to bring some of those events back. We know that some of them have been lacking in the past. But again, it just takes volunteers to go ahead and step up, volunteer. We have this historical information that we can share about how to run the event. We're just a staff of four people. We just simply can't run every event. We stay busy enough just trying to keep our vendors and our own Crab Fest merchandise booth going for the whole week of the show. That's a lot of hours for four people. but again, I so much of Crab Fest comes down to our volunteers. And so some of the things that have changed is we just don't have as many volunteers as we used to. So I would really encourage you right after Crab Fest this year, if there's something that you missed that you really want to see come back, reach out to the chamber. We're ready to be there and offer recommendations and how you can help and get those events that you love to come back. We want to see them back as much as you do.
So I want to ask as well, this is a pretty open event, all things considered, and given now that you can travel if you're vaccinated without a need to quarantine either before or before departure or after arrival. And I should say that this is kind of unique. Not a lot of other communities are having festivals of this nature, especially in open air without masks on, with a expectation of relative safety following the CDC guidelines and the low level of COVID-19 in our own community. Are you expecting that you're going to see a regular attendance? Are you expecting more people? Are you expecting fewer people in the context of this COVID-19 pandemic?
You know, that's a really amazing question, and I won't be able to answer it until after Crab Fest. We go back and forth all the time on this is the first major event that we've gotten to have. Is that going to produce just a ton of people coming out more than normal? Or maybe because we have a little bit less tourism happening on the island right now, maybe that'll impact our numbers. Maybe it won't. Maybe we'll see that. Because people have heard we're having this festival, especially with the push from so much of the Alaskan tourism community to tour your own state. Well, while we're not overrun with tourism, be a tourist in your own state. So many people haven't gotten to come to Kodiak and are very excited that we're having a festival. And so I just don't know how to answer the question yet. It'll be really interesting to see what our numbers look like.
I suppose that's fair. So, with that said, perhaps for people who might still be on the fence, what are the sanitation protocols going to be like as far as the service of food goes, as far as it goes for vendors? I know that as an attendee, there's no stipulation that you're required to wear a mask at the event, but what are things looking like for people who are involved?
Yeah, again, that's a really great question. We've worked with the EOC hand in hand for the last 6, 8 months to verify that we can have a safe event. And so some of the requirements that we have really fall mostly on our vendors, but the chamber has hired additional cleaning crews, additional sanitation crews. So we're going to actually be going around and sanitizing all the bathrooms every hour or two. And then all of our vendors actually were required to submit their own mitigation plan and what their policies are going to be. And so things vary depending on what that vendor does. Some are limiting traffic into their booth just to allow for social distancing. But then, especially with our food vendors, they have requirements that every condiment needs to be in a single serve container. So, no more shared ketchup bottles for the community. And then each of those vendors are also, again, required to wear a mask. We know that our vendors interact with the most amount of people during Crab Festival. We touched about the vaccine status requirements. And so since we can't enforce any of that, we're just going to go ahead and make sure our vendors do have their masks or a face covering on throughout the duration. And Kodiak High School has been so amazingly generous. Superintendent Larry Ledoux over there has been willing to drop off all the hand sanitizer that they are going to be done with because school will be officially finishing during Crab Festival. And so they'll be bringing all those hand sanitizer devices over so that it's just an easy foot pump. You don't need to do anything special to get that to operate. So lots of hand sanitizer, lots of cleaning. And of course, our vendors are doing anything that they can to help mitigate the spread.
So I would like to ask as well, I've heard that sometimes, but not always, cruise ships arrive during Crab Fest. Is Crab Fest modified by the presence and lack thereof of cruise ships? And I suppose we know for certain that there won't be any cruise ships in the context of the pandemic, correct?
So there's still a few cruise ships on the schedule for later this year, but we do know that there won't be any cruise ships happening during Crab Festival this year. In prior years, it's always actually a lot of fun to welcome the cruise ship passengers during Crab Fest. I think 2 years ago, we actually had two or three different cruise ships pull in. And so that, what an amazing way to experience Kodiak when you're on a cruise here, because they do get such a limited time. They have that opportunity to walk through and meet with more of our merchants than they could ever hope to interact with on a regular day. And so anytime we do have a cruise ship, we do let our vendors know ahead of time that maybe they want to purchase a little bit extra inventory or cater a little bit more to that very tourism-centric community through the crab or through the cruise ships. But again, this year, since we don't have those, we didn't have to do any prep work with our vendors. Just honestly, our prep work was we have no idea how many people are going to show up and who these people are going to represent. Usually we have a much better idea.
With that said, I would like to ask as well, are you expecting visitors from, is there any sort of typical metric for how many visitors you get from off the island? And are people who are living in the villages often coming out to Kodiak for Crab Fest?
We really get a mix. It all depends. We've always got the people that live in town and have no desire to be downtown during Crab Fest because of the crowds. But yes, we definitely get people from the villages coming in. We definitely get tourists that plan their vacation here for Crab Festival. It's funny, we really often, probably by November or December, start receiving messages on our Facebook account for Crab Festival saying, "Hey, do you guys know the dates yet? Do you know the dates? My family's coming and they want to plan their trip around this." And so hotels actually book up really early. And of course, we definitely see an influx. People love Crab Fest and we're so excited to be able to give it to them this year.
Well, we're down to about our last 4 minutes or so here, so I wanted to ask you a question that I perhaps will ask on a bit of a somber note. There is a changing of the guard going on at the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce. Could you speak on that a little bit?
That's right. It's bittersweet. It's tough for me. I have lived in Kodiak now for 5 years and been with the chamber for just shy of three. But alas, we do need to move off the island. It is time for us to go elsewhere. And so I did announce my resignation a couple months ago, but we are just so honored. Jenna Lomaster, our community relations director, is actually going to be stepping into my shoes and taking over as the director for the Chamber of Commerce. But I know it's going to be in great hands. She has such a passion for the community and such a drive to get things done. And so I want everyone to know, our advocacy, our mission, that's not changing just because I'm leaving. We are so comfortable with the place that we have now, and let me just say, it's been such an honor to be integrated into this community the way that I have, and to be embraced by so many people. It's a really amazing feeling to know wherever I go, I run into someone, and again, just that friendship that we've gotten. I hope to come back to Kodiak. I know we will come back to visit. I am not done with this, and maybe I'll be back for Crab Fest next year as just a visitor.
Well, I would just like to say thank you so much. You have been a guest on more than one episode of Talk of the Rock, and you will certainly be sorely missed in this community, and I suspect not just by me, not by a long shot. Well, I suppose that's going to conclude this episode of KMXT 100.1 FM's Talk of the Rock. Joining me today has been Sarah Phillips of the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you so much again.